What I get from his speech is that he was a little bit cautious trying to address the American people about what he did in Libya. And it was a decision that has to be taken without referring to anybody because there was a massacre about to happen in Benghazi.
What does this speech mean to the ordinary Libyan who is seeking freedom in Libya?
It means a lot. It means to them that the United States has not abandoned them in the hour of need. Because despite all the obligation of the United States, despite all the hardship that the whole world is going through, despite the involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan, the United States has found a way to intervene in the last minute to stop a massacre in Libya.
Were your expectations met in this speech?
Yes, to some extent, yes. That would satisfy a lot of Libyan people because he has referred to the urgency of taking a decision to try to protect people from a massacre. At the same time, he has insisted and tried to make it very clear to the Libyans, to the Americans, that there would be no American troops on the Libyan land, which were not going to involve sending troops and much long, very long war, and would be another Iraq or another Afghanistan.
How do you expect Libyans who stayed up late to watch this speech, what will they take from that?
Well, they will take from that that the United States has an obligation towards the people in the world, and especially those who are seeking to liberate themselves from their dictatorship and want freedom. This has been shown in a very precise and very clear language. It says we are the whoever state is looking for their freedom, they'll find friends in the United States.
Do you think that the United States' involvement could urge the rebels on to force Gaddafi to step down? Do you foresee anything like that happening?
No. Well, what we saw in it, or the Libyans see in it, that what the coalition and now NATO, they have opened the way for the Libyans to try to get rid of their dictatorship. At one point, the Libyans were desperate because the Gaddafi was actually massacring the people. He is not trying to quash a rebellion or what they might he say, or try to fight people who would, as he said, that they are the enemy of the Libyan population. As he tried to convince the Libyans, that tell the Libyans that what he is fighting is fundamentalists, hardline Islamists, and Al-Qaeda. But that's not true. Nobody in the Libyan would believe that because we don't have that element in Libya. What Gaddafi was doing is just killing his people systematically, and at the same time encouraging his troops to do something in the society which is not acceptable. I mean, encouraging people or his soldiers to rape women, that is something which is not acceptable in the Arab world.